1 Corinthians 9, verse 15 to verse 18. A very important principle can be found in this short paragraph. Something which I am convinced is desperately needed to be recovered in our day. Let me explain. Paul has set out his rights as an apostle. As an apostle, he has the right to be supported financially so that he can discharge his duty. He can fulfill his ministry and take the gospel as far as he can throughout the world. And he has set out this principle that as an apostle he has this right, and he has shown that this is true right across the board. All who labor in the gospel, preaching the word of God, have a right to be supported in that preaching. Verse 14, in the same way the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. We've looked at that. This doesn't mean mega salaries, directorships, big board mentality, but it does mean a proper support for the preaching of the gospel. But Paul has already said in verse 12, but we did not use this right. I didn't make use of this. I preach the gospel free of charge. Verse 15, but I have not used any of these rights. What is more, I'm not writing this in hope that you will do such things for me. I'm not, in an underhand way, begging for money. And in fact, I don't want you to give me any money. He puts it to this level. I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast. What boast? That I don't charge for the preaching of the gospel. That's my reward, he says. Verse 18. In preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. Though I am free, he goes on in verse 19, and belong to no man, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. I have not used the rights, and I'm not writing it, this letter, in the hope that somehow or another you will give me back pay and start paying me. I'd rather die than you did that. But then he raises the level, as he so often does, this man. Verse 16, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. It's not a job for me. It's not a duty to me. I can't do anything else but preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. You can hear the man. You can feel the man. I can see the man in my mind's eye. This man is a driven man. He's a man under compulsion to preach the gospel. And however much it costs him and hurts him, whatever he has to deprive himself of and whatever he has to lose, he cannot help himself. He must preach the gospel. And I believe, as in the previous section, when he was saying about his rights as an apostle to be supported, he was laying down general principles. I think this is the key to where we're going wrong today in many cases. And we are going wrong. What do I mean? I see four leading principles here. And let me spell them out. I fix on these words. Compulsion. I am compelled, he says. Preach. I am compelled to preach. Gospel. Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. And conversion. Now that word's not in this paragraph. It's not in this section. But it's here. Verse 19. I know that's not in my paragraph, But this is his purpose, to win as many as possible. That's why he's compelled to win. To win what? To win their allegiance, to win their support, to bring them to Christ. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. And he's told us what the gospel is. I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 4. We preach Christ Jesus as Lord. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. 1. Compulsion. What I do not want to hear, and what I so often hear, is a professional minister. Disinterested, detached, clinical. I want a man who stands before me and preaches with compulsion. And of course, it's not just standing in a pulpit. All believers are preachers. We're all ministers of the gospel. We're all priests of Christ. I've said this time and again. I've written about it in my Priesthood of All Believers. But I want, as a believer, I must have this compulsion. Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. I want to hear, especially in the public preaching, I want to hear men who are under compulsion, who have to do it, who are driven to it, who can't do anything else but do it, who want to do it, and they let me know they want to do it. I like a preacher to be in earnest and make me feel that he's consumed by what he's saying. He's eaten up with it. The prophets give me that impression. Christ gives me that impression. John the Baptist gives me that impression. Paul tells me it. But too often I hear professional, detached, disinterested, bland, so-called preachers. And that takes me on to the next word, preach. I don't want lectures. I don't want PowerPoint presentations all neat. I want a man to grip me with the proclaiming, the preaching, the heralding, the claiming, the persuasive arguments of preaching. This is short discourses, but the New Testament is rich in its vocabulary for preaching. But what it's not is dry, professional, bland lecturing. Too often we have that today. Of course, I can apply this across the board to every believer, because we're all ministers, as I've said. But I'm thinking here particularly of the stated public preaching. Compulsion. Preach. And then gospel. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, the crucified Christ, the risen Christ, the lordship of Christ, the blood of Christ. I don't want lectures on morals. I don't want recipe preaching, tick-the-boxes preaching, sacraments, sideshows. What do I mean by that? Entertainment stuff. Moral lectures. Works. Oh, well, we don't preach works. You'll be surprised how many evangelicals and reformed preachers preach works. If you listen to them, go to a funeral and listen to them at the funeral. The impression given 9 times out of 10, I was going to say, is that this person was such a good person that that made them right with God. I want the gospel preached. Jesus Christ preached. Christ preach. I am determined, says Paul, I repeat it, to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. I don't preach the law. I don't preach sacraments, so-called. I don't preach ordinances. I don't preach chapel or church. I preach Christ. I don't preach theology. I don't preach the confessions. I preach Christ, the gospel. Compulsion, preach, gospel, and conversion. There's too much preaching for conformity. To get people to come to chapel or church and attend, Christianity is preached. Christendom is preached. What are we looking for? People to conform to rules and theology and confessions. To wear the right clothes, to carry the right Bibles on. I want to see sinners converted to Jesus Christ. I know I've quoted it before, but it was said of Robert Murray McChane that you felt he was a dying to have you converted. Unbeliever, you're listening to me now. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. Woe to you if you don't believe the gospel. More, woe to you if you don't trust Christ. Woe, you will perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But if you will not believe, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Christ has come into the world. Salvation has come into the world. He came into the world to save sinners, and you would not have him. And you will perish. I address all preachers. If you aren't compelled to preach, and if you don't preach, and if it's not the gospel you're preaching, and if you're not really aiming for conversions, then either get out of the pulpit or change your ways. I won't mince words. Do you want to see sinners saved? You remember the man who came to Spurgeon? And he said, Mr. Spurgeon, can you help me? I see nobody converted under my ministry. And Spurgeon said, well, you don't expect to see somebody converted every time, do you? He said, well, no, of course not. He said, that's your trouble. That's your trouble. Always expect, always hope, always long for, always preach for, always aim for conversions. To do that, you must preach the gospel, and you must preach it, and you must be compelled to preach it. Is there a young man listening to me? You're thinking of becoming a student, to become a minister, you might call it. Are you compelled to do it? Or is it a professional approach you have? God give us preachers who are preaching under compulsion, preaching the gospel, and aiming for our souls to convert us. And once we're converted, to see us edified and built up to the glory of God. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. That's the Apostles' Manifesto. May God give it to us. Not only through the apostle here, but in ourselves and in all we hear under the gospel, preaching. Paul didn't write this by the Spirit just to tell us what he was doing. Here is the principle we need to apply today. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.